Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by Gallagher's Jokes on You Comedy Tour with Artie Fletcher and Gallagher, performing at the Farmington Civic Center at 7:30 p.m. Friday, June 1st. Tickets start at $25. Find out more about Gallagher's Jokes on You Comedy Tour online at fmtn.org/civiccenter or at 505-599-1148.
Welcome to the Cop Shop with FPD. I'm Georgette Allen. I'm the Public Information Officer for the Farmington Police Department, here with my co-host, Just Steve, this morning.
How are you, Georgette?
Oh, no, you don't get to say hi yet. No. We have a very important guest with us today. We have our new chief, Sydney Green. Can you say hi to everybody?
Hi.
She's had a very, very busy day getting to watch canine demos. We were out with the bomb squad today out at Safety City. We got to blow some stuff up. How did that feel?
Good.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of today?
Blowing stuff up.
Well, everybody loves that.
It was pretty cool. So,
you know, you can't be a chief without blowing some stuff up. I'm just telling you that. So.
Absolutely. So, and this morning you took the oath of office with Mayor Deckett, and we're going to play that really quick. Is that okay? So the audience can hear? Yeah? Okay.
Okay. Now we're going to do the oath of office, and you have to take this oath so you can serve in the capacity of the Chief of Police of Farmington. So I'll read off a few words, and you read them back to me, but first I need you to raise your right hand. Can you raise your right hand? There you go. All right, now repeat after me. I, Sydney Green. Having been on the 17th day of April, 2018, duly appointed Chief of Police, in and for the City of Farmington, San Juan County, New Mexico, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States. I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of New Mexico. And faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of my office to the best of my ability. So help me God. Excellent. Congratulations. Are you ready?
Well, Chief, it was an exciting day. So do you want to share a little bit about yourself with the audience? How old are you? What's your favorite thing you like to do? You like art. I think you told Just Steve that earlier, right? Is that your favorite? Yeah. I know. I'm going to be punished for that later. The Just Steve.
So you're in third grade at Apache Elementary.
Yes.
And you like school.
Yes.
But you've only been back to school now just a couple of weeks. And how does it feel to be back with your friends?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
Were you excited?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you getting a lot of homework? Have you had to catch up a lot?
Yeah.
Yes? Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe we're catching up. She's going to be a chief of few words. I can see that. So that's good. So do you like the dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many were there out there? Just one?
Just two.
Just two?
Yeah.
And what'd they do?
They were showing us how they work.
How they work?
She got to see him bite the quote-unquote suspect.
Okay. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to be the suspect?
No.
No. I just wanted to see if you were paying attention or you're just saying yeah all the time. So yeah. No, you don't want to be the suspect. And then you got to meet all our recruits that we have out there at the academy.
Oh, right no. Now. They weren't out there.
Oh, really?
They were at the station.
Oh, okay.
But Chief got to see the entire facility and where they train and got to hear all background information on that and what they all have to go through to become a police officer. Yep. So, but I think Dad had more fun.
I've had a lot of questions.
Dad was having a good time, so enjoyed the Bearcat. Did you like riding in that?
Yeah.
It's kind of noisy, but it's cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. So
good. And we showed you around the station. You got to see the old jail that we had. What'd you think of that?
A little messy.
Well, you know, Chief, we're going to have to straighten that up when we get back there, aren't we?
You'll have to tell the quartermaster to clean it up.
No, we wedge a lot of stuff in there. So you've been kind of on the mend, though. You're a tough cookie. You had some health problems, but you kind of bounce back, and you're on the mend now, huh?
Yeah.
Good. And how are you feeling these days? You get tired easily?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. What was the, you know, some of the things that you learned during that experience? Did you get to see a lot of other kids that were going through the same thing you were?
No.
No? No. You were kind of by yourself, huh?
Yes.
That's tough, isn't it? And you were making the trip down to Albuquerque a bunch, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think of Albuquerque?
Not fun.
It's kind of not a big
fun.
Place.
Farmington's
huh?
a little more fun, isn't it? Well, that's good. Well, we're glad that you're back. We're glad you're doing well. Dad, both her parents have spent the day with us too, and Dad's a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Here we go.
Which we've been struggling with really all day. I can't get past it. I really can't wait to tell them. But here, I'll actually pass you the mic a little bit so that folks can hear from you. So your daughter, we were able to identify her and bring her in to be chief for a day, but she's had a tough year before this.
Yeah, almost we're going on like 9 months now, that from since she got diagnosed to up to now. Mm-hmm. And like you said, she just went back to school last week on Wednesday, and which has been I checked her out when she got sick with her last day, and to check her back in was special.
Well, that's great. It's a tough 9 months for the family.
Yeah.
A lot of trooping up and down the road down to Albuquerque.
Yeah. We Albuquerque used to be a place where we go to have fun and excitement. Now it's just kind of been, let's get it over with and come home.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, were you having to stay down there for extended periods of time?
Yeah, mostly. We've stayed down there. My wife has been mostly the one that's been, taking lead and staying with her and staying in the hospital and staying in the Ronald McDonald place and wherever is available. And yeah, and then anytime she, the first month of it, she spent, about a whole month in the hospital, and it's been back and forth since. Mm-hmm. And then, she had she got the flu once, so she had to stay in the hospital, and then she had she couldn't eat for a while, so she had to stay in the hospital. So different things like that, so it's
that's a long, stressful.
Yeah.
Stressful year. Well, I'm really glad you guys were able to come today, and you get to see her today, and she looks in great shape and the uniform. So if you haven't checked us out, take a look at the Farmington PD Facebook page. You'll get to see both that swearing-in ceremony that we played for you and then just a picture of her standing in front of our banner, and she looks outstanding in her hat and uniform. with the badge on. So it's been a long 9 months, mm-hmm. but it's really great to see her on her feet and having fun and plugging along.
Absolutely. It was a great day. So glad we got to have you up there and be chief for the day. I wish you were staying as chief.
Have you ever thought of being a public information officer? I might be looking for one tomorrow.
He's trying to fire me.
I'm not trying. I'm the chief.
Tomorrow. No, you're just Steve today.
Yeah. Tomorrow
I'm the chief. So, yeah. Do you have anything else you want to tell our listeners? Yeah. Just hello. Well, do you have, were you going to say something?
I like one more, say one go more ahead. Thing also.
I want to thank the police department for doing this for me. It was a lot of fun.
And Debbie.
And Debbie.
So we're going to hear from Debbie. She's sitting here in the background. We've only got so many mics. Scott's working on a big new station where we can have 20 people on the radio at the same time, but we're not quite there right now. But Debbie's helped you out. Debbie's organization has supported you guys, I think, over the last 9 months or so.
Children's Hope Foundation.
We try and partner with them as well to donate money and help families that are going through what you've been through. Because just the living out of town. You know what you got to do when your kid needs the treatment, but boy, that gets to be an expense, and it isn't easy, and you're a long way from home and all your support network. So I will tell you that people tend to donate more when they realize you're a Packer fan. That's just I don't know. That's just something I've noticed through the years. You know, really. And so maybe we can exploit that with your newfound conversion to Aaron Rodgers. But you haven't had a chance to tour the facility yourself ever.
I thought
it was a pretty big place.
It was. I mean, just the building, the downstairs and upstairs. And, you know, I was mostly interested in the jail because I think my uncle was there once.
Oh, no.
Well,
there's family memories.
It's like, oh, yeah, this is where you were.
It's coming out.
Yeah.
So I didn't say it when you guys were there, but we have reports that it's supposed to be haunted.
Yeah.
So they've been enough things that have happened in the jail through the years that our quartermaster occasionally thinks that she's not alone. Now, maybe that's just her split personality a little bit.
I'm not sure.
That's Kim. But the jail is an interesting place that we don't use anymore. We thank you very much for coming and being part of it and bringing your daughter to spend a day with us.
Thank you also.
I know she wants to be an artist, but maybe someday she wants to be a police officer, too.
She's going to be our chief.
We did our best to convince her up to be it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yep.
We'll bring Debbie in real quick here. And,
we're going to take a quick break.
Let's do that.
Quick
we'll break shuffle and, folks around.
Yeah. The Farmington Police Department has partnered with the City of Farmington to launch the Slow Down Farmington campaign. We're asking citizens to join the campaign and serve as advocates for their community by reminding others to slow down and take their time, not a life. Participation is easy. Stop by the police department or city hall and pick up a Slow Down Farmington sign to display in your yard. Snap a photo of you, your family, or your pet next to the sign and share it on social media using hashtag Slow Down Farmington. The Farmington Police Department, your department, our community. And we're back on the Cop Shop with FPD. I'm Georgette Allen. I'm the Public Information Officer for the Farmington Police Department, here with my co-host, just Steve, for the day. She gets the entire day. If you're just tuning in, folks, we hosted a chief for the day. It was Miss Sydney Green. She was precious. I enjoyed her company so much. She got to tour the facility. She got to go out to Safety City, watch canine demos, bomb demo. I think that was the funnest part. She liked that. She got to push the button and blow stuff up. It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
so,
it was cool.
It was cool.
And she got to ride in the Bearcat.
In the Bearcat, yeah.
Which is something not everybody gets to do.
Our armored SWAT vehicles. So it was exciting to have her. So, yeah.
Her family is very, very
yeah,
nice
her family
people.
Was great. I can see why you guys. So let me introduce real quick so we're not just talking to you and our audience is like, who is she talking to now?
Everybody knows Debbie, even when they don't have
I know,
an introduction.
Right?
They know
Miss Debbie Jocelyn, and she is with the Children's Hope Foundation. And Sydney and her family are actually recipients of funds from the foundation to
yes.
assist with. Well, actually, I'll let you explain the program because you guys have a big event coming up.
We do.
Yes. So, Debbie.
So, yes, as Georgette said, I am the executive director with the Children's Hope Foundation, and we have fallen in love with Sydney and her parents and her siblings. They're just a precious family.
They are.
She has leukemia. She was diagnosed last September with leukemia. I don't know if they kept alluding to her sickness, to her illness, but I don't think they ever really actually said what she has.
Sure.
And as her dad said, she has not been able to attend school this whole school year until last week. And so she's spent extended amounts of time in Albuquerque because we don't have here in San Juan County treatment for children who have illnesses
sure.
beyond a common cold and maybe a broken arm. We just don't have it. And so they have to go to Albuquerque, Denver, Phoenix, Salt Lake, Houston, all those places. And most families don't have, the funds in a savings account to go back and forth to Albuquerque that
sure.
often, or Denver to the Children's Hospital in Denver, like every other week, or to spend extended amounts of time, 2 weeks, or as Sydney's dad said, a month. They spent a month in Albuquerque. So, and then one parent has to take off work, which depletes their funds, their household funds.
Absolutely.
When they are used to a two-income household and down to a one-income household. So the financial burden is quite great whenever a child is that ill and has to be treated out of town. So that's what we do. We help them get to their appointments out of town. We help them with meal vouchers so they can eat. We arrange for them to stay in have housing. And when they're, because sometimes Ronald McDonald House, everybody thinks, oh, they just go stay at Ronald McDonald
sure.
House because Denver has one, Albuquerque has one, but sometimes those are full
sure.
and they can't stay there. And so we help to put them up, in other housing. We pay for their mortgage bill if they can't because insurance does not cover all these medical bills, and so or their utility bill. We just help them financially,
and
we
you
support
have to
them.
Take off time work,
yeah,
and you get behind completely
yeah.
behind
you
the
behind.
Domino
completely,
effect. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. So that's what we do, and then we just fall in love with these families. They're just precious families. They're just normal middle class working families, and nobody asks for this. Nobody asks for your child to be diagnosed with heart disease or leukemia or whatever. And, and they're precious families. So that's what we do. And we have this event coming up April 19th.
I'm excited. I just registered yesterday.
Yes, you did. I'm so excited.
I still got to get my little page,
May
my
19th.
Sponsor page.
May 19th.
Did I say April 19th?
You did.
Well,
yeah.
That's okay.
So the chief is razor sharp because I don't have the pressure of
because
being
you're off today.
Yeah.
See, so your mind is clear today.
So I can focus on, ordinarily I don't listen to what people say, but now I actually am trying to focus a little bit today.
May 19th. Thank you, Steve.
Just Steve. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Miss Jocelyn. So yours is at what time?
It starts at 8:30.
Okay.
And it's at Berg Park at the the gazebo pavilion, that area.
Right there, like Scott Avenue, right? And
behind Washington
Federal
Bank.
San Juan Boulevard. I was
there
trying to
go.
Think of the name of the
It was not there.
So and we're partnering with you this year.
Yes,
this.
Yes, you're going to be there. You guys are going to be there with your
trucks. So we have bombs, Bearcat. I'm trying to think if I have. Oh, DCU will have the mobile command unit out there.
Good.
Just Steve will be there, but then he'll be chief again.
I may not make that.
Yeah.
We'll see. Animosity runs deep.
You hold grudges.
And you're
really?
Not quick to forgive, are you?
I wish I were a better person.
At least you're
I'll
honest.
I'll work on it next year.
Yeah.
But at least I'm honest
and there
about
you go.
It.
Yeah,
I hate
you
a lot
admit
of people,
it.
But I'm honest about it.
That's so funny. But it was so, it was really easy to register. I just did mine yesterday. And
yes.
You can create your page, although I haven't gone in and finished mine. But they can go online and do that.
Yes.
And they get the free sponsorship page to kind of share their story and, why they're helping out and participating in the walk. Correct?
Yes, and upload your own pictures.
Yeah.
Upload your own video. Set your own goal amount.
Yeah.
And then it has a cool thermometer as you're raising funds. You can see how well you're doing. You can create your own team. You can join a team that already exists. And one of the cool things that we're doing, because that's the last day of the National Law Enforcement
Memorial Week.
Right. And so so our mayor's going to be there, and you know, to recognize the police department, and we're going to thank the police department for their hard work.
Good.
It's important that our community comes together to thank the police department for all their hard work for keeping us all safe.
Thank you.
And so we're gonna do that. We're also doing a really fun thing. We're inviting all the schools in the area to join us. And whatever school in San Juan County raises the most money, we're going to give them back 10%. Because, you know, our schools just are always struggling for funding.
Sure.
Yes.
As your department is as well. You know,
it's
kind of the issue that we face.
Yeah.
And so just to show true partnership.
Sure.
And that we are for the well-being of our children. Mm-hmm. As the Children's Hope Foundation, we're going to give back 10%.
Okay. I love it.
Just a fun community morning. On a beautiful May day, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. If we can get out of some of the wind.
Look, yes.
Yeah.
The wind
should be nice. High. But I've been trying to think, just Steve, what is it that we can do to you at the event? We've dyed your hair, mustache, and eyebrows pink in the past.
Yes, we have.
We've dunked you. We have thrown pies in your face.
Yes.
What other
you stripped me of my job.
Yeah. What's left?
Yeah, I mean, really.
What's left?
You're still honest.
In front of the community.
You're still honest.
Yeah,
but
I'm
still
honest. Funny. I'm kind of like it.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure what else we'll do, but we have been, through the last few years, really partnered up with your organization.
Yes.
You know, we recognize the hardship for families that can't have their kid even treated in San Juan County. I mean, that's
right.
So you're already going through all the emotions of having a sick kid, and are they going to live, what's that life going to look like, and what's our lives look like over the next year? But then you can't even do it here at home.
Right.
We have to send you off to Phoenix or Denver or Albuquerque. So, you know, I'm a big supporter of it, and really I know the department is as well.
Yes, thank you.
Of your organization.
Thank you.
And this family that we got to see today. Who had to rely
precious.
On
it
you.
Just really brings it home, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
You get to see people that are really going through it and appreciate the help.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a great organization. We'll come up with something, whatever it's going to be. You know,
we will.
Throw apples at the chief or whatever. We're not going to have an apple.
Make sure they're rotten.
An arrow. I'm not doing the arrow thing. So
if you want to find information about the walk, we actually have it on our Facebook page at the Farmington Police Department. But you guys also have a website.
We do. We do. So you can go to www.thechildrenshope.org.
Yes.
And it's right there at the top of our page.
Just sit over there.
I'm just looking at my former PIO. Because one time on this show, I said www, and she just
I chastise
me.
Him. I'm right like, everybody.
Are we not supposed to say that?
No. You can say it.
You and I
can't
are
I tease
too...
him? Old?
Yeah. Don't say
no,
it.
No, I think we
mature.
We the rules. Mature.
Mature.
I was
more
teasing
life
him because I said everybody knows the W's are there. Just say what it is.
Thechildrenshope.org.
Yes, but you. You, Debbie, I love, and you can say anything
thank
that you want.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
Steve,
what we're hearing is a hypocrite
here. No, just
here.
Steve can't do it.
Because attacking the chief when
you're
he does it,
today.
But then fawning over Debbie.
Sydney is the chief all day.
So I can't tell you how honored I am that you use the www.
And I actually like www.
Oh, you drew it out. I was hanging on every W. It was outstanding. Knowing that she knew I was going to pick up that you were drawing it out. So now I'd be remiss because I know you're right. Your organization needs money, and 8:30 at Berg Park, we're there. But that walk probably ends
about 10:30.
About 10:30.
11, yeah.
You know what it gives you time to do?
What?
It gives you time to roll on over to San Juan College. What's going on at San Juan College, Debbie asked. Debbie is just full of questions
today.
What
is going on at San Juan College?
It's
on
Scott
May
Micklin's
19th.
0 mile fun run.
Oh.
Where Scott
And
is,
what time does it start?
That starts at 11.
Perfect. Oh, it's just a perfect segue.
It's a perfect segue.
Yes.
So now
I
participated in that event last year, and I pulled a hamstring. And I was I was down for a couple of weeks, folks, but I toughed it out. So... I would urge anybody after you make the walk and come on down, Walk for Hope, whatever Georgette's going to have done to me will be done to me. And then we can all load up and we'll caravan up to San Juan College and we'll raise money to support the radio station we're on right now.
That'll be perfect.
it's a good radio station. You know, we've had a year-long show here where we're bringing folks like you in to kind of highlight the good things going on in the community.
Absolutely.
We've enjoyed it. So we'll be out here to support Scott and KSJE.
And you'll be tired. You'll be worn out.
I will be tired. I'll probably pull another hamstring as my guest.
But not at my event.
At your event, no. Scott tripped me actually last year. Played a big role into it. We investigated it. It was ugly. But we'll move past that now.
Walk it off.
Yeah, thank you. We don't have a mic for Scott, but he may be trying to mumble something in the background. Just ignore that person in the background. So anyway, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for all the things that your organization does for
our
families.
It's our pleasure. Absolutely. We love it.
All right. Thank you. Quick break. Just
Let's
Steve?
Take a quick break.
Yes. Just Steve.
And we'll just have Steve when we come back.
Did you know most auto burglaries that happen in Farmington are of unlocked vehicles? Reduce your chances of falling victim to auto burglary by remembering to lock, take, and hide. Lock your vehicle and set the alarm. Take valuables out of your vehicle, including electronics, purses, and firearms. Hide valuables from plain sight by placing them in the trunk or under the seat. This safety tip is brought to you by the Farmington Police Department. Your department, our community. And we're back with the Cop Shop with FPD. I'm Georgia Allen. I'm the Public Information Officer for the Farmington Police Department. I'm here with my co-host, Just Steve.
Chief Steve Hebby.
Yes, Just Steve. You are Just Steve today. And for the audience, if you're just tuning in and why I'm calling him Just Steve, we hosted...
They're all annoyed by it.
Yeah, it's funny. We all laughed. We've been laughing.
Oh, they're very annoying.
I love it. We hosted a little girl today, 9-year-old Sydney Green. She was chief for a day, got to go do some fun stuff out at Safety City and tour the building, had her parents in, just a precious family. She was so sweet. Sydney is a recipient of the Children's Hope Foundation, which helps families that are having to travel outside of San Juan County for their children who have either a chronic or terminal illness and they have to go outside the area to get treatment. So it's all those things that insurance doesn't cover, the food, the gas, the motels, and whatnot. So it's a great organization. Again, they have Debbie Jocelyn was in a little bit ago to talk about the Walk for Hope that's coming up May 19th. You can easily register for this and get your little sponsorship page.
And you did already?
I did. I haven't finished setting up my page, though. I need to go in there and make it pretty. I set it up yesterday, and then I got pulled to the side, and so I didn't have time. So hopefully tonight I'll go home and work on it. But, yes, so I'm trying to get other gals to join me. So our team is San Juan County PR gals. It's cute, huh?
There you go.
Shauna Reeves over the city already agreed she'd do it, so I sent an email out. I'm trying to get the other fellow PIO people to participate. So, but that website again, so you can go to our Facebook page and we have the flyer up. So again, it's the Walk for Hope, but they also have their own site and it's the childrenshope.org. Yes. Is that what she said? Yeah. I knew what it was.
Yeah.
I've been telling people about it.
If you could see the glare I'm giving her right now.
The childrenshope.org. Okay.
Yeah. www.
No, I'll leave the W's. I'll stop that, just Steve. But we got a bunch of other stuff coming up, too.
We do.
A list of stuff. Yeah, it's kind of busy already, and we're zipping through the year.
More than halfway through April already is really incredible.
I see our year as like events, like, okay, we're at this event, rather than looking at the month, we're at this event, this event. So we've got a lot. But so this Saturday we have another child safety seat fitting station. It's Saturday from 10 to noon, Fire Station 2, which is the one behind the mall.
This
is something that we do. We partner with Safer New Mexico Now. And it's to make sure that parents are putting their kids' car seats in properly. They're properly installed, and they're a little difficult. Like
they got
instructions, but it's hard to put those suckers in.
Yep.
I haven't had to do that for like a long time, 20-something years. So this is helpful for people, and they do the inspections and making sure they're not expired or whatnot.
And it's free, and it's
free.
Something you want to get right. So spend a few minutes, swing on over, and they'll be glad to help you.
Yes, it's important to not just put it in there and throw the seatbelt around it, so it's not secured. But Safer New Mexico does ask that individuals please make an appointment so that they know how many techs and stuff to have out there. Last time they had about 20 people, which was great.
Oh, that is great.
And so to please call to make an appointment, that number is 800-231-6145. And that's also on our Facebook page. So if you just go down there and scroll down, you'll see the
see the event on there. So.
Very good.
We have a couple other things. I'm just plugging them all. I don't know what you got over there, but I've got my little list and I'm getting it out.
Zing through your list. I'm actually making a list of things that I'm unhappy about with you, and that's a lengthy list.
Oh, just Steve, behave. So we have our next.
Here, I got to turn the page. Hold on. That last one did it.
Chief Sydney said turner. I could have a raise, and you're out of here. You're out of here. She's passing out raises all over the PD.
Actually, so you did a great job, anybody that goes online and looks at the picture. She's got a uniform that we put together pretty quickly, and it fit just perfectly.
Thank you, Amazon. But
they delivered quickly, and we got a nice fitting police uniform for her. We got a badge
they
for
did.
Her.
That was
she
from
has a hat.
Just a shout out to Advertising Ideas, because I always order the police badges for mm-hmm. the kids when we host Chiefer Day, and they're always quick with the turnaround because it's usually like last minute me thinking, oh, I forgot this. So they got that for us really
quick.
So thank you guys. That was awesome.
They're good supporters of us. Yeah. Then Mayor Duckett showed up and we did the official swearing in.
Yes.
So it was a good day. I'm very glad for her that she's back in school and appears to have the worst of it over. Now it's just getting back and getting stronger. But she looked great today.
She had a good day. Fun. Yeah, we had a good time. She's precious. So. All right, what else do we have? We have coming up our second choices presentation. So we did one back in January. We called it Choices, and it was pretty popular. We had a former gang member come on, tell his story, what life was like in the gang and how he got out of that and was choosing to have a better life for himself, for his family. And so because it was so popular, our district coordinator unit is the one who hosted that. So they decided to do another one, but this month's theme is on domestic violence. So we have a local survivor of domestic violence coming in. She's asked that her name not be blasted all over social media and whatnot. So she will be at the Sycamore Park Community Center April 24th from 6 to 8. We're also going to have an FPD advocate there and one of our detectives. So they'll talk about kind of like the cycle of violence and what the stats and stuff are, I think, nationwide plus in our community. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be representatives from various organizations there to provide resources for anybody. I think they're going to have like 8 to 10 different organizations there. So again, that's April 24th, 6 to 8. And all of
these
are...
That's a Tuesday night.
It is a Tuesday night. Okay. But it was packed house last time.
Yes.
A lot of people came out to listen to the presenter. So.
No, it was a packed house. Yeah, it was great.
It was great. So we'll we'll have another one of those too. I'm not sure what the next theme will be, but it's kind of a cool idea. And
very good. We've also got Scott with a mic right now, and let's grab Scott. And,
watch out.
he's not that familiar with a mic, but he's working his way up.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
Just Steve. I'm good.
Oh,
just Steve.
Yay. Everybody's ganging up on you with me. I love it.
Yeah. They're all going to regret it. But...
He's still carrying his sidearm, so I really can't go too far with this.
Yeah.
But you know,
I'll jump in front of it.
It's all good fun, you know.
Yeah, and actually, now I don't even really want to talk about your event anymore.
I understand.
I'm shocked that I've turned this hostile this quickly.
Right.
But May 19th is a big day, obviously, with the Walk for Hope, and you're not competing with them. You're a big supporter of course, Debbie's organization as well.
You bet.
But you have one that you're putting together, and tell us a little about that.
Well, you know, we're a listener-supported radio station. We don't do a lot of fun drives and things like that. So this is the one event that we try to do in the spring to raise money and support for KSJE, and it is the ever-popular, just Steve, as you know, Georgia, as you know, zero-mile fun run.
Love it.
So how you could pull a hamstring, zero miles, I don't know.
You know, I swear there was a tripping involved.
I see.
Because he's incredibly out of shape.
That's what several people said was Scott was, you know, lurking there.
I reminded Just Steve that he did sign the release, so, you know.
Yes. And I took it to an attorney. You've done a good job with your...
There you go. So there you are.
I couldn't find a way into it.
But it is 0 miles, everyone, so it's really physically impossible for you to do any harm to yourself because it's actually, I think, 24 feet downhill is the race course that we have. Uh-huh. And so,
but now let's be careful because I don't want the FCC hitting me on my show that we are doing false advertising. So it is possible that I could pull a hamstring. And
I suppose. Knowing
so we
you,
just need to be careful.
Well,
knowing
you could, just Steve.
We do want people to be careful, of course. But it is a 0 mile fun run. And so registration's open right now at ksje.com/funrun or www.ksje.com.
Thank you, just Scott.
He's just trying to save himself.
/fun run. Okay. And it's $15 to sign up. Gets you a free T-shirt, and you can pick it up the day of the race. If you wanted to show up day of the race after you go to the Hope Children's event in the morning, you can spend $20 and get a T-shirt and join us for the race at 11 o'clock.
Nope. That's Learning Commons Plaza last year.
Graduation Plaza here at San Juan College.
Yep. And it was a great event. You had a good showing for the first year. You're trying something.
I think so.
But KSJE is not a commercial radio station, but programs like this that we can get on and give you a little more information about the PD and some of the folks that we're working with, organizations that we partner with. You know, so I'm a big supporter of KSJE, and I will be there. I will run, apparently, from one walk to the next. I will run to yours.
Whatever color hair you end up with.
Whatever color hair I've
you
got.
You might have to go home and shower first. I'm not quite sure what we're going to do to you down there.
Yeah, I might just have to be hosed down
just
and hose time for a shower.
Just comes over.
So, but I will be there.
Well, thank you, Chief. And, we appreciate that.
And I appreciate your radio station. And
well, we appreciate your support, too. And again, it's we think there's time for everyone to get to both events on that Saturday. So hope to see everybody a little bit after 11 to come up and try out our 0 mile course.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're starting yours at 11 because, well, I'll be at the Walk for Hope, but normally I don't like to rise too early on a Saturday.
See?
Or even on a Tuesday,
like
from what
this
I've seen.
11. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
There you go. And it'll be warm, but it's a 0 mile run, so you won't get uncomfortably hot.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're hoping it's going to be warm.
We hope. Yeah.
So I will be there with coffee in hand.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Now, you were there last year.
I was there last year.
Yeah.
And you partake.
If you want to bring your other PR gals along, it's more the merrier. So,
come on, gals, that's right. Let's go.
That's
all right.
I'm just saying.
Everybody needs another T-shirt. So
that's right.
Get yourself over to San Juan College.
And this one is a student-designed logo once again for our 0 mile fun run. And there is a hilarious video on our Facebook page. Chief has seen it.
I like funny.
And anyway, we invite you to go check it out and sign up.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you for the plug.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Okay, so this whole show is going to be about us plugging stuff because we got some busy stuff going on here. So our next one, National Drug Take Back Day, is April 28th, 10 to 2. And then I'm not going to throw out all the locations on there, but you can find it on our Facebook page. It was actually a post. It posted this morning. So
very good.
Just get on there, scroll down because Chief Sydney's post is on there first.
Yes.
And then the drug take back is on there. So, and of course, you can always safely get rid of your expired or unused medications at any of the drops that we have there permanently. So we've got one, and the sheriff's department has them. Mm-hmm. And I think all of the law enforcement agencies have them in there. So you can always do it then as
Ours is right in our lobby. So during normal business hours, you can just bring in your unused prescription medication and stuff them right in the box, and we'll take care of destroying them for you.
Yep. No needles, please.
No needles, just the drugs.
We don't want anybody to be hooked, yes. Okay, so next, the Dia de los Niños at San Juan College's 30th Street campus. That's April 28th as well, 9 a.m. to noon. We are partnering with them. We're going to have our bomb robot out there, information on all of our programs, so like our Women Against Crime, Citizens Academy, stuff like that. And then people can also sign up for ESL classes or English as a Second Language. So
very good.
It's an exciting little event. Again, all that information is on our Facebook page, as well as the colleges. This is their event. We're partnering with them. So
now, Georgette is not a natural Spanish speaker, but she actually tripped through that after 3 hours of practice. She did pretty well. I did not dispute it. I thought it rolled off your tongue. So.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. So wonderful. And then, in May, Law Enforcement Memorial Week, as Debbie mentioned, their event kind of closes out the week, and we will have our Law Enforcement Memorial Day on May 14th, 7 p.m.
It's a Monday night.
Is it Monday? Yeah, it's a Monday. Okay, that's right. I had Tuesday in my head for some reason. I don't know why. 7 p.m. This is a free public event. This is when we honor all of our fallen officers. Look, Scott is pointing out it is a Monday.
Yes.
The 14th of May is a Monday. Okay. So, but we will all honor all the fallen officers.
We will.
From years past, local, nationwide as well. And so the audience can participate, we always have a candlelight vigil as well. Yep. So it's a way
to right get involved. It's right there at the museum on Main Street, which is we found is an excellent location.
Perfect.
People get to see it. People get a chance to remember the and we've had a bunch of them this year, and we've talked about that in previous shows, of officers killed in the line of duty. It's something that every day our officers are making sacrifices for us, and this is one day that we can all get together and remember those who paid the ultimate price to keep us safe, to keep us free.
Yep. So that's all my events.
Very good.
But I want to throw out a reminder for everybody, because we're having this happening again with the Autobergs of unlocked vehicles. Please, please lock your vehicles. So we're having a little bit of an uptick of the Autobergs again, but it's always or typically of unlocked vehicles. When we do have windows broken or whatnot of vehicles that are locked, it's typically when somebody leaves something of value, an iPod, a purse, whatever, sitting to where you can see it, and they'll smash the window and take it. So we just want to remind people again, please lock your vehicles and take your valuables out of there.
And we wish that it wasn't that way, but you know, you can't afford to leave your purses or wallets or knapsacks or computers in your vehicle.
No, it's a crime of opportunity.
It is, and it takes just a couple of moments, and they're into the car. They break that window, they're into the car, they got your stuff, and they're off running. And it's just a matter of luck if somebody saw them to call us so that we can get there. So, you know, we've got to police ourselves a little bit, and let's see if we can cut down on this. It's a popular sport in the summer here in Farmington, and it's one of our top crimes that we try and combat, and we need to do it as a community.
Absolutely. And I've got one more, and then I'm just going to hand it over and to just Steve.
Well, there you go. I wonder if he'll handle it.
or if he'll just
stare blankly at you.
No, because then I'll be like, well, that's it, folks. That's our show. Well. So we have a scam that's going around, and maybe you've seen this. We've had a couple of these locally, I know, here, and I think we've had some of the other law enforcement agencies get calls on this.
People pretending to be a PIO?
Oh, a chief?
I've heard of that scam. More familiar with it than I wish I were.
Oh, always picking on me. One of these days, I'm going to leave the department, and then you're going to be like, what am I going to do?
That's a tried and true scam. I'll let me tell you that. I fell for it.
No, this was a really twisted scam. So the criminal calls some poor unexpected person and says they have their loved one. They kidnapped them. That they're the Mexican cartel and they've kidnapped them. This is something also the FBI was warning about. We did post something from their page. There was actually a good video. Actually, I think it was a news thing, but it talked about the FBI was in there talking about how you can protect yourself. So again, they'll jump on social media and try to gather a little bit of information about you, maybe your kid's name or your spouse's name or whatever. So when they call this person, take them off guard, they have a little bit of information about you. So it's like, oh, this must be real, saying we have, your daughter, spouse, whatever, and to pay X amount of money. So please, again, this is, a scam. A lot of times the numbers are coming from Mexico. They're out of the country or whatever. But sometimes they spoof them to look like a local call. So, just be cautious about that. If you get a call like this, please make sure you call dispatch at our 334-6622 number. And, have some sort of code word, something that you would know that if, only that person, your loved one, would know that. So if you get a call like that, you can, ask for proof of that individual. So, but just the newest scam going around. I know.
Well, unfortunately, there's always one, but that's not a good one, and people can fall
and it's
for
scary.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
It is scary.
Well, and they prey on people who maybe don't know better. A lot of times it's the older person. It's kind of similar to the scam. They get a hold of a grandparent or something, and it's, hey, it's your grandson, and I'm in a jail in some other country or whatever. Can you wire me Monday? So they get people who are a little more vulnerable, who might not know better, who's, not catching that it's a scam, and they have just enough information about them to make it sound like it's real. So
I'm just scrolling through a story here from Colorado Springs that they swore in a four-year-old young boy who's in stage 4 cancer.
Aww.
And he's about to enter chemotherapy again today, I think, or tomorrow. But he's sworn in. He's got a little uniform on. You can see that on Fox News Health section.
Okay.
But the Colorado Springs chief looks like he's swearing him in.
Do you have a picture? I want to see a picture.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, How cute
he's got
is
his full
he?
Uniform
he's
with his
precious.
Hat.
Precious. His little hat covers his face. He's cute.
So that is
great radio, YouTube. Great radio.
You played a video on radio.
We're describing it.
I'll tell you, folks, I just don't have the patience. Now that I'm not chief, I can't take the critics anymore. I just can't do it. But that is a good one. And, you know, when we saw her this morning coming into the station and then getting her uniform on, you know, it doesn't take too much to be nice to a kid who's under the weather.
Yeah.
I was glad to do it, and I was glad her parents were around to enjoy it as well. I'm glad he had fun out, and her dad had fun out there.
Oh yeah, he did. He had all sorts of questions and stuff for SWAT and out of the academy and stuff. I'm like, so are you going to come apply?
Yeah. Well, that's right. we need folks, and so there's another plug. We're always hiring.
There you go.
So give FPD a look. We'll finish off with kind of a shout out to former First Lady Barbara Bush. Passed away yesterday, 92 years old.
Yes,
I think.
Incredible woman.
Incredible woman, and you know what a couple. So he's still battling. He's I think 94. Yes. George H.W. Was a fighter pilot in World War II, shot down by the Japanese in the Pacific, and now the last few years has done some skydiving on his birthday, and
wow,
that's quite a couple. I'm sitting here at 53. I'm not sure I can make it to 54, and they're in their 90s still skydiving. But honestly, they haven't had to work with, you know, some of the critics at the radio station and the PIO critics that I have had to work with.
Or just Steve.
Maybe that's affecting me and my optimism. But she's an incredible person who had a great life, and she'll be missed.
Yeah, she will. She has a famous quote out there, and it's like one of my favorites. She says, "You can choose to like what you do or choose to dislike what you do, but I choose to like what I do." And I just, you know, that goes far.
Yeah.
Your life is what you make it. And if you're every day just mad and, you know, I don't know, you own your happiness.
Own your happiness. Nope. In 90 some years, it was a happy, upbeat person. You know, yeah, I remember in the White House. You may not. You're just a young'un. But I do remember, when she was in the White House.
White House.
And she was an upbeat person. She was, I think, America's grandmother is what they call her.
And funny. Like, she was always joking around. Yes. That's what I loved about her.
I like people that always joke around.
Joke around with you. I've been calling you just Steve all morning. Yeah, taking it as
I'm joking around, too. Yeah, the sheriff's office is calling for you. But anyway, we will be back next week, and we will have
Eliana Butler with Sexual Assault Services of Northwest New Mexico will be our guest.
She's always informative and helps us highlight a serious problem in San Juan County that we deal with. And so until next week, folks, stay safe, and thanks for tuning in.
Bye.